WAPEKEKA First Nation, the way Chief Brennan Sainawap sees it, $1.8 million in Federal Housing Accelerator Fund money won't solve all his First Nations housing problems, but it sure helps. It will help our housing needs a bit, anyway, he said April 5 after Indigenous Services Minister Patty Haidu announced agreements to fast-track more than 200 housing units over the next 3 years in 9 First Nations in Northern Ontario. The agreements will provide more than $15 million in total to Long Lake No. 58, Red Rock Indian Band, Whitesand, Webbeke, Wanaman Lake, Aroland, Muskrat Dam Lake and Shoal Lake 40 as well as Wapikika for housing initiatives. We need more houses for our community, Sainawap said in a phone interview. We have a housing shortage. He estimated Wapikika needs 40 new houses, to make sure everybody has a house. On top of a housing shortage, the First Nation northeast of Big Trout Lake has mold issues in some homes, he said. This announcement is welcome, let's put it that way, Sainawap said. But it doesn't really clear up what our housing needs are. All I can say is, we'd like to thank the government for at least giving us some money to work with. Wapikika and Wanaman Lake's planned initiatives include the development of a new process for building and construction permitting, an aggregate supply study and a review of infrastructure needs in their communities to support growing populations and close the housing gap. The two First Nations will also purchase construction tools and equipment and establish a Quonset warehouse to store building materials, according to a news release from the federal government. The planned initiatives for Long Lake No. 58, Whitesand, Webbeke, Aroland and Muskrat Dam Lake include community consultations, creating new serviced lots for housing development and establishing relationships with nonprofit housing partners in collaboration with a housing supply coordinator. Shoal Lake 40's plans include the design and construction of new subdivisions to address short and long-term needs. Besides Wapikika's $1.8 million, the Canada Mortgage and Housing Corporation's Accelerator Fund has also allocated $1.8 million for Wanaman Lake First Nation, $2.6 million for Long Lake No. 58 First Nation, $531,000 for Red Rock Indian Band, $1.4 million for Whitesand First Nation, $1.1 million for Webbeke First Nation, $2.4 million for Aroland First Nation, $1.7 million for Muskrat Dam Lake First Nation, and $2.1 million for Shoal Lake 40 First Nation. Indigenous peoples and every Canadian deserve a safe place to call home, Haidu said in Long Lake No. 58, where she made the funding announcement on behalf of the federal housing minister. This investment is helping make this a reality for Indigenous families in Northern Ontario and across the country. It will accelerate the construction of safe and affordable housing to meet the unique needs of communities. This is essential for Indigenous children to have the fair chance at success that they deserve. NWO Newswatch.